An exhibition titled Czech Inventors and Inventions is currently underway at the National Museum in Prague. It introduces visitors to the life and work of more than 20 Czech or Czech-born inventors who made their mark in the world. The exhibition covers achievements in many fields of human activity, engineering, medicine, agriculture, biology, chemistry, as well as in the humanities. But you will also find curious and somewhat absurd creations, which never went beyond the prototype stage. I asked Pavel Doša, who heads the museum's cultural heritage department, to show me round, and we started our tour in the entrance hall, where a group of people were admiring an enormous snow machine.
That's the biggest exhibit of our exhibition. It's 5 meters long, and it's proper German sledge. So it's a car on the skis, and it has been made in the 40s, last century. And it was ordered by Nazi army, to use in the war, but it has never been used. So it's just only one its prototype in the Czech Republic.
Is this the only one then, or is this a copy of the... this is obviously a copy of the original one that was made.
No, it is original, and in America there is one copy made 3 years ago.
So where was this made?
It was made in Kopřivnice, a small town in Moravia, and it's based on car, on Tatra, and there are four skis instead of wheels.
Has it been tested on snow? Obviously, how fast would it go?
We don't know. We don't. Probably it has been tested in Kopřivnice and maybe in Switzerland. And we suppose that it runs 80 kilometers per hour.
Why was it never actually put to use?
We don't know. We don't know. Maybe because the war was over. Maybe there were no money for improvements. We don't know.
Why was it never put to use after the war, for instance? Do you think it's just too cumbersome, or is it too expensive?
Because, you know, in Czech Republic there are no conditions for to travel by this vehicle. So I think that this is the reason, because it was made for Russia, for Russia front.
Well, can we move on then, and you can show me what else you have? I hear that the exhibition is very interactive. It's mainly for children and young people.
Yeah, we are focusing on children, pupils and young people. And by interactive games, we would like to present not only the inventions, but what is to be inventor, that it's not so easy to invent something. So children can try it. How is it to work in laboratory and to study and to cooperate with other researchers?
Right, so can we have a look at what else you have? Here we see a Merkur set.
It is Merkur set. It used to be a very popular game in the 80s, 70s.
We should say it's a construction set for children.
Yeah, it's just only construction, but the main aim of why it is presented here is that because Otto Wichterle invented contact lens by this Merkur set.
Well, that's amazing. So now we move into another hall.
Now we are in Trons Hall, and we can see two parts of the exhibition. In the first room, there are inventions from the engineering and chemistry and biology. And in the another room, visitors can see inventions from humanities or human field.
What are those children playing with?
There are many hands-on exhibits, so now we can see children how they drive a Dálník. Model of the Dálník is a vehicle, motor vehicle, something between motorbike and car. Yeah.
And this part of the hall, then here we see individual exhibits, so if we could stop and say what each of them is, what have we got here?
Now we can see a lightning rod. It was founded by Prokof Divish in the end of the 18th century. So it's a very, very famous Czech inventions. But, of course, American, because another inventor, Benjamin Franklin, in the same time, had founded a lightning rod.
So Prokop Divish actually never got credit for it.
Yeah, you are right. Now we are in the part devoted to chemistry and biology, of course, so we can see the inventions of Jan Jansky, who founded Orcasiphate for blood groups. So we can see a child who is trying to
match the right
group of blood.
Who else is here? There's a motorcycle over there.
Yeah, it's very popular among the men. So we can see two types of motorbikes. Java in Czech is called Perak, and another one is Czechia.
So they're Czech made, and they're here within the inventions.
Yeah, it's Czech made, and it used to be very popular here in Czech Republic.
And this looks like a sailboat in a glass case. What is this?
Yeah, it's a sailboat, but it's the reason why it is presented here that you can see a screw propeller in the background of the ship. So Ressel invented a screw propeller, and for the first time he used it on Civeta, is the name of the ship.
Right, so another Czech invention. And over there, these look like medical instruments of some sort.
Yeah, because we can say that Czech Republic bring to the world plastic surgery. František Burian was the founder or inventor.
And here?
Now we can see maybe the famous Czech inventor Jaroslav Hejerovský, because he get a Nobel Prize in the 50s because he invented polarography in general.
And I'm sure we'll find Wichterle's contact lenses here somewhere if we look hard enough.
We can see a machine which he made the lens by.
All right, this is what he used at home.
Yeah, the equipment which he used for making the lens in the 60s. It's made from mercury set.
Right, and this looks like a report card. School report card.
I guess it's his school report card. We can see it's from his...
And I can see it's not all A's, as one would assume.
There
are some B's, and maybe
even C's. There. We can see that in German language, he get C's.
Right, and this microscope here?
These things are belongings to Jan Evangelista Purkyně. He was a very vivid inventor. So
plenty of inventions
We can see plenty of inventions.
So the most significant?
The most significant is inventions and discoveries on the field of cells. Yeah.
Do you have an exhibit here that you particularly like, a favorite exhibit of yours?
Yeah, it's in the second room. Yeah, and there are a few exhibits, maybe absurd inventions, which were never used in daily life. So there are Ornithoptera, it's aircraft vehicle, and it's fly by moving wings as a bird.
But it's not functional, obviously, is it?
It is. It's used till the present days. In Canada, they are using it and trying to use the Ornithoptera, but this is from the beginning of 20th century.
We really can see some curiosities here. Yeah, so what is this?
Yeah, it is a Dalnik. It's the original car. It has been loaned from National Technical Museum.
When was this used? Was this ever used?
It was used in the 20s, and probably...
Well, it looks like a two-seater.
Yeah, because it was used like motorbike. Yeah.
Here we see another similar construction of the same thing.
You can see...
Oh, Centex! Well, everyone will know about that, won't they?
Yeah. But it's not exhibited here. Very dangerous. But just here it's just on the mention.
Right. And Veremoska. Yeah. Now, we have listeners who know about this in Britain. Right, well, explain what this is then, please.
Yeah, it's... something like electric oven, been invented in Czechoslovakia in the 50s, popular till now. And my grandmother used it almost every day.
Mine too. And is there anything else here? Oh, my goodness, all the huge exhibits.
Very, very popular part of the exhibition because it features brewing industry, sugar industry.
So what have we here? Is this all, are those instruments all equipment for making beer then?
Yeah, making sugar or beer.
Beer bottles maybe, yeah. Dating back God knows when. I've not seen those.
Yeah, it's a collection of 19th century beer bottles.
And clogs.
Yeah, that they were used in breweries. Mm-hmm. And this is a very interesting thing for separate honey from honey cells.
From the comb.
Yeah, from the comb, honeycomb. In Czech it's called medomet.
And how does it work?
Yeah,
you turn this handle, I suppose.
Yeah, you turn this handle.
And where do you put
it? Rotate and the handle.
Oh, right, and it falls. It drops.
Yeah, you are right.
To the bottom of this barrel.
Yeah, honey separator, sorry.
Right. Was this actually used on a daily basis, or is it one of those inventions that simply
it was used? It was used, of course.
Oh, and this thing hanging from the ceiling.
It's ornithopter. It's ornithopter.
Right.
Yeah, you can see four wings, and they were moving.
So it turns, actually.
Yeah, it turns, of course, it turns.
So the wind carries you.
Yeah.
Well, it looks amazing, but I wouldn't get on anything. Swarovski jewelry, what is he doing here?
Because he was born in Jiřetín pod Bukovou, a small town in Czech Republic, so he is mentioned here.
I think many people would be surprised by some of the things they find here.
It's very hard to classify what is Czech inventions, who is Czech inventors. So we could mention Porsche. Not many people know that he was born in Czech Republic or in Czech lines. Sorry.
Right. And you even have Czech.
Yeah, I would like to mention the Czech words in foreign languages. Probably everyone knows the word robot, yeah. But there are another ones like polka or dollar.
Polka is a Czech dance?
Polka is a Czech dance.
Which appeared in 1835, it says.
Yeah, and then spread around Europe and around the world. It became famous because the work of Czech composers as Patrick Smetana.
And football tennis.
Football tennis is special for a Czech game. It's called nohejbal, something like volleyball, but played by feet.
So could you tell me, in conclusion, why you chose to put up this exhibition?
We would like to present Czech inventions and inventors and to popularize among the Czech children and people what the Czech country gave to Europe and to the world.